I have some friends, a couple I know, Najee and Jill. And about 15 years ago, 20 years ago, now maybe, they bought these vineyards about 30 miles west of Beirut in Najee's hometown upon Dune. And Najee and his wife Jill decided to recultivate these vineyards, which had for centuries produced incredible wine, but during the war in Lebanon in the 70s had been totally destroyed. And so they bought these vineyards and rebought these vineyards, and they cleared them. They cleared them of bombs that had not exploded. They cleared them of shrapnel, of all kinds of stuff, and they begin to plant some vines. And shortly before they were to get their first harvest, they realized that they needed to store this. So they bought this cave where they could store bottles of wine where it could age. But they knew that these caves should be blessed. So they called their favorite priest, yeah, me, to come and bless their caves. So in 02, a few months before their first harvest, I went out to Beirut and went up the mountain to Pontoon and went and saw their vineyards, and it's just magnificent. And I went to the cave and we blessed it. And I think there's even a little clip on YouTube someplace. But in all that, you realize all the work it takes to produce a bottle of wine. In fact, I've got a bottle right over here. You can buy it at 44th in France for a mere $40. This is the 05. Rather rare. But to produce a bottle of great wine takes a lot of work. I thought you just went to the store and bought it. But you gotta prune the vines. In fact, the first year or so, you don't even take anything. You just grow the grapes and you prune it way back down to nothing. And year after year, you have to cultivate it and prune it as it goes along. You're looking for this and that. And then you have to take and you have to harvest. About 6 years ago, I went there for the harvest. It's just a blast, you know. For the first 20 minutes anyways, and it's hard work. And you're getting these crates of grapes, and then you take it to the place where they get crushed and eventually get bottled. It's pretty impressive. Of course, the best part of a bottle of wine is after you open it, you have a little sip. You go, wow, great fruit of the vine. God wants you and me to produce great fruit. God wants each of his disciples, and we are here because we desire to be his disciples. We've been baptized because we desire to be his disciples. And disciples of Jesus produce fruit. We produce fruit every day. We produce fruit through our lives. And when we do that, well, that is what Pope Francis calls holiness. Holiness is living your life day in and day out and producing fruit. It might be the fruit of a mom who's at the end of a day, having worked all day, she comes home and there's her 3-year-old precocious daughter who's got 18 trillion questions. And instead of just brushing her off, you engage your daughter in your tiredness. Fruit is that going to visit your grandmother, who perhaps has Alzheimer's and will not remember your visit a minute after you leave. But you go and you care for her and you love her and you help her to smile. And you demonstrate that she has great dignity. Producing great fruit is going to work day in and day out and putting in an honest day's work. Giving your boss his due or her due. Producing great fruit is coming to church and not just sitting here, but actually singing and participating, greeting the stranger to your right or to your left, or helping the mom with a kid who's a bit like I was when I was a kid. Producing great fruit is taking care of your neighbor, and reaching out to your neighbor. Maybe bringing some scones to your neighbor, which my neighbor did last week, so thank you. It's producing fruit. But in order to do that, you and I need to be people of prayer. We need to take that time to be with God. Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, again in his recent letter on holiness, he says that we are to be in constant prayer. Holiness consists in the habitual openness to the transcendent, expressed in prayer and adoration. The saints are distinguished by a spirit of prayer. And he quotes St. Teresa of Avila, prayer is frequent, solitary converse with God, who we know loves us. So if you and I really want to be holy, that is, if you and I really are going to produce fruit, if you and I are really going to have lives that people taste and they go, wow, it's good to be in your presence. And what you and I need to be are people of prayer. That's why last night it was so wonderful. Last night we had a middle school lock-in. I'm not exactly certain what that is, but we had a bunch of middle school kids, and a couple of the sisters were here, and some of our young adult leaders, and a bunch of these kids, and they were running around the building. Good thing most of us weren't here. But at the end of the night, we brought the young people into the Adoration Chapel. So for just a few moments, they might be in solitary prayer with God. So for a few moments, we could ask the question, Lord, help me to know your love. We could present ourselves to Jesus and bask in his presence. Hear God speak to the depths of our hearts, so that when we go forth, we might produce fruit. See, it's God's desire for all of us to be a great vintage. But to do that, it's hard work. We got to put forth our efforts. We got to really be people of real prayer. We got to be people who are willing to be pruned and people who are willing to engage the process of becoming holy so that God himself can work within us and transform us. So I want to invite us today to ask the simple question, what fruit am I bearing? Don't ask about me, ask about yourself. But you can tell me. In fact, it's a great thing to do as a family. As a family, you can sit around the dinner table today and you can say, this, I think, is some of the fruit that I am bearing. And then you as a family, as parents and children, can say, this is the fruit I see in your life. It can be very affirming and encouraging. Because all of us are producing fruit. To share that with one another. The second thing I invite us to renew ourselves to commit ourselves to, is exactly what Pope Francis is exhorting us to do. Take time in solitary prayer every day. Be in the presence of God deliberately, intentionally. So that God, who loves you, may speak in the quiet of your heart about his intimate desire and love for you. Because that will give us the grace, the strength, not simply to be pruned, but through our pruning to produce great fruit. Have you ever tasted a real bad wine? I have. And you go, this tastes like vinegar. And you go, I don't like it. Send it back. I pray that none of you ever taste me to be a bad vintage. That would be a bummer for you. So I am recommitting myself to the pruning, the solidarity with Christ, so that whenever you encounter me, no matter how tired I am, no matter what's going on in my life, you might experience me as a grape vintage pruned by the Lord himself.